This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and yes, I'm submissive, but I'm also just lazy.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I jousted a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Oh my God.
It's a lyric from a song by Johnny Feudalism.
Wait, what?
Instead of Johnny Cash, the feudalist system, they didn't have money. They traded goods.
Oh, God. Wow. I thought the twist was going to be a die, but there was a whole other...
I thought it was going to turn into something about Reno. Because I thought maybe there was a medieval knights there.
Well, I thought
medieval times.
Instead of a gun, the knights didn't have guns. They had jousting tournaments.
Yeah.
That's how they killed people. You guys get it.
Yeah.
Just do your joke.
All right.
This is great.
Thanks, bag of candy, but I'll decide what's share size.
Yeah. And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies. Ladies
and lady. Woo! Can you guys tell it's been a minute?
Oh my
We're a
God.
Little wacky.
Yes, it's the end of a Sunday. The world is on fire. Eagle Rock, California is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
The world, the Metro of the world's on fire, and some of it is very close to us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, fire
we're
just
We're
all
in
the
ring of fire.
Yes, we are. Burn, burn, burn. Unfortunately, none of the cash will save you in the apocalypse.
No. So
no.
Invest in gold.
What's your plan?
Oh, my plan is my Pez dispensers.
Okay. You're going to trade those for food and
for
water?
For food and water.
Okay.
I have three.
With Pez in them or
yeah,
just the dispenser?
With okay. Pez in them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a food source.
They're worth more in the package, so I keep in the package. And then I have three jugs of water and an Atlas.
Oh, yeah. I have two and a half jugs of water.
Do you have an Atlas? Come over. Come over if you need to use my Atlas.
I don't. I do have a smoke mask.
Yeah, you guys are close, so.
I think between
be
the three
Atlas.
Of us, one of us might survive.
I've got jugs of water, so I'm ready on that.
Well,
end.
I'm so glad
I might be more
water.
Prepared than you guys.
Let's bring on our guests because there's no way that's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Can't believe that whatsoever.
Let's bring our guest. She's an amazing producer, Liz Maupin. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
How many jugs of water do you have?
You know, zero.
Oh.
But I will say, I've got some like hunter-gathering skills. So
that's
a huge benefit.
Like what?
You know all the berries?
I grew up like I can do a little bit of archery and I know how to track in the woods. So listen, your girl's got some and I can fish very well.
I will say that
Great.
You have to get a bow and arrow, right?
At
some point
true.
To be.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any of that.
Big five. Go to big five.
Yeah. Zero weapons.
Can we
you
make
can fashion
a bow and arrow?
Yeah. That
might
take a while.
Figured. Okay.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know that would be my preferred weapon, though, if we were like out in the wild, but I'm just saying I'm a good shot and
this is good.
You can follow
know.
Me in the woods.
You into the date,
you'll probably find some water.
Yeah. We all have different strengths, you know?
That's the important thing. Work together. Don't feel like you need to go it alone in the apocalypse.
Yeah, we
Think
each
collectives
play our part.
Of the answer.
Yeah.
I will say that my main apocalypse plan is to just start running.
Okay.
Mm,
Which direction do you run?
The hills.
The hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was immediate. No, I like mentally know where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay.
She's ready.
Yeah, like as soon as I hear the sirens, I'm putting my running shoes on. I guess I'll have to put the dogs.
Yeah, what about them?
Do they run with you or are they leashed? Or
Garth
like...
could obviously go in kind of a, I need to get
like
a backpack
baby carrier.
For him. Yeah, Buddy maybe needs a, you're going to have to run along
you're
with
gonna,
me, Buddy.
What do you get one of those bike carts?
Oh,
yeah. Real smart.
That's what I need.
Can a bike go up the hill? Is the thing.
And
you
I
have
hate
to ditch
no, I mean,
it.
Well, with gears. She'll have the bike cart on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put around one of those little, like,
I see.
What are they called?
It's like for moms
carrier.
Who jog.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I think it's called a jogging stroller.
It's like a sidecar, but for dogs.
I mean, aren't dogs just made for sidecars, though?
They really are. A pug, a pug and a friend. Yeah, a French
little goggles, a little scarf on a pug blowing in the winds.
Oh, and I've got to admit something. I'm really sorry. I'm not a huge pug fan, but in a sidecar, I'll take
it. I get it. Is it because of the noises they make?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I just don't like
the noises.
Bad.
I feel bad for them. I worry for them.
Me
I'm like,
too.
You super can't breathe.
Yeah. What's happening? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't worry for them. I mean, I feel bad that we did that to them, so I do feel bad about it.
Yeah, it seems like most things are our fault, so I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we all the time.
Pugs are definitely, I'm just going to say, they're not going to make it very far.
Oh, no, poor pugs. In the apocalypse, they're the first dog breathing.
Yeah, more like the apocalypse, right?
Hey. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
It's pug raining you pugs.
Can I restart
the
show so I can use that?
Yeah. We'll splice it in at the top. Perfect. Just you going, apocalypse.
More like up, and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Like, you'll get it in a second.
Yeah.
I will say, I got jugs of water. I got jugs of water in my car, right?
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Oh, see, I don't have a car, so I'm like super screwed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't have a plan. So,
you know, but
boy,
it just, the thing is, I always think about this. For any like natural disaster or an apocalypse, like, I guess an apocalypse, maybe
now
you know
I just
it's coming.
Keep hearing apocalypse. Go ahead.
Apocalypse.
Maybe you just like know it's coming, maybe because we might be. We are in a slow fade. It seems like the world is slow fading on us. Like, you know, we always start up texting back a little bit less and like everything's going badly, but we are still holding on.
Yes. I was talking to you guys about this before we started recording, but I'm screwed if that's the case because I'm the frog who will stay in the water all the way until it boils.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in some natural disasters and it doesn't really hit me until it's too late.
Earthquakes and whatnot.
Earthquakes.
Probably.
I've been in like tornadoes. I've been in power outages. I'm always just so chill because I think in my mind human beings overreact to so much stuff that maybe I just don't take it seriously when people are freaking out.
But that'll give you a big threshold for when things do happen and then it's like, uh-oh.
Well, it's maybe, good to not panic.
It's good to not panic.
Yeah, but I think mine's a little too far over. Yeah.
I think you're like, you're the chillest American tall tale, I think. It's like Pecos Bill and fucking high as fuck Tess.
Holy shit.
Just like, it's just happening around me, whatever.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but I do think, I'm like that too. I think we all are kind of, we're so numb. I mean, it's like, in general, the news cycle, everything, we're kind of like so used to garbage happening.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we, you know, we're like, well, all right, it'll be over.
And we're so out of touch with our instincts, too, that it's like, I'm sure, like, you know, if I was in the woods more often, I might be like, oh, something's happening right now. But I'm just so far away from, like, all the screens tell me what stuff that I don't feel my senses tell me what's happening around me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, it's also that thing of, like, especially when you live in a major city, like, okay, like, there's a fire right now, and granted, it is happening outside my window.
Yeah.
But, sure.
Like, there's smoke in the air outside while we're recording this, guys. We're very dedicated to the podcast. Patreon.com/ladytolady
Brandy is wearing her whatever,
it's called
her Bane mask.
It looked like Bane. Yeah, it's very fun.
It's Bane. Let's
see. Bane. Well, it's red because it matches my lipstick. So,
but other times, like when there was a fire at the Getty, I have people texting me from New York, like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Of course I'm okay. I don't live at the Getty."
Really? Because I live at the Getty.
I only live at the Getty.
I would love to live at the Getty.
Maybe that's where you go in the apocalypse. You just go to the Getty.
Maybe.
I think it'd be good.
They probably have a good fire sprinkler system.
Yeah, probably now.
Yeah. go where the nice.
You end up eating all the art because that's your.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. The still lifes. I would eat the still lifes first.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The ones that look like pears. Those pears always look good than a pear you're going to get in real life. You know?
True. It's the saddest version of
so
hook.
So shiny.
Yeah. Depending what time of day it was,
It's the saddest version of hook where you're just imagining what you're eating, but it's just you like eating a priceless painting. It never turns into what you want it to.
I wonder how long a hook like mentality would keep you not hungry.
Oh, you know, not long.
Less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, not long.
But I mean, if you were in that phase where you were like, I gotta like mentally just get through this hunger because I haven't eaten in, you know, 4 days or something.
Here's the thing. Somebody would beat you up because we've all seen somebody improv a sandwich and I always want to hit
them. That's true. I wasn't thinking about other people watching you. Dude.
I mean, if I'm really hungry, I think I can't think about food.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, just push it out of your head.
Yeah, it's like if I have to pee, I can't think about waterfalls.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
You know?
Because usually you're like, waterfalls in the brain.
Yeah, I gotta get this, I gotta tone
out. No TLC, keep it away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I alone here?
Perhaps.
Shit, once again. It's already the apocalypse.
It's part of your life. It's part of your tall taleness. There's just a waterfall running constantly. It's part of the chillness of it all. I like it.
For a while, I lived in a bedroom that had one of those waterfall paintings from a gas station.
Oh, I love those.
Whoa. It was wonderful.
I always tried to win one at a carnival growing up. I thought that would be so decadent never to have
won.
In my room.
You didn't win it?
No, that's never a bummer. Won.
Yeah, that's the only thing that would live at the get. It was like, this has got to be safe.
Yeah.
Future generations.
I think it's a smart idea to go where priceless possessions are, though, because we value things more than people. So
certainly, yeah.
Maybe like a Maserati dealer or something.
Yeah.
Just go like hang out next to the most expensive cars.
But what would happen though?
Because they wouldn't get crushed.
I see. People I think they would be destroying them.
I think they'd be the safest. I just feel like there would be some sort of like steel cage that would come up around them to protect them.
They're the most protected.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to head for the hills.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's... Yeah.
You have your plan.
We're going to as well, but we'll be in a Maserati right behind you.
Oh, well, then come get me. And be like, get in, loser. We're going apocalypse.
Yes, exactly.
God, I would love to just rev up next to somebody with my sunglasses while it's burning behind.
Get in, maybe.
But anyway, it does feel like things are bad, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to be positive. I'm struggling with this at the moment because I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be, you know, Marianne Williamson about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what her deal is.
I just know that my dad, who's been into a lot of self-helpy things, went through a phase where he would go see her at a theater.
Oh, wow. That's a big phase. That's a phase.
She's friends and family. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was trying to get me onto Marianne Williamson, like, as a child.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was a self-help
She's
person?
Like a hippie...
A bit of a guru.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's got some guru-ness. I will say I have a precious little gratitude journal, and it has like different quotes on each page. And that's where I first saw her name was because like one of the quotes was from her. I was like, oh, interesting. And then she was like popping up on Twitter for president. I was like, wait, this is the lady from my gratitude journal. What? I have no idea who she was.
That's amazing.
What's the quote? I don't remember. I don't recall.
Do you do like every day?
No. Oh my God. No. I haven't done it in like a month or so, but it was really helpful for like a little while.
That is really good. Yeah. We all know
everything
it.
Everything sucks. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what do I hang on to? Like, what is there to hang on to?
Maybe
it's
I need to start
to
keeping
that.
A gratitude journal.
I liked it.
That might help.
That was great.
Yeah. With this feeling of impending doom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should get back into it because I'm like, there's a fire tonight. I'm going to go home and be like, I went to a cool like. Bob Baker's marionette thing today.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I did a podcast today. That was good. But there's still a fucking fire outside. Like,
Then you have to cross out that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to weigh all this stuff appropriately.
You only get one of them then.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the? I've always wanted to go to Bob Baker stuff.
It was really cool. Do you guys know Monica Scott? She was in town.
Yeah.
And it was her suggestion. I went with Catherine Leon and a couple other folks, and it was really, really neat. They put on this marionette show, and it was like a recreation of the original show from the 60s. So it like had, and that's like my favorite genre of music is like 60s and 70s, 70s especially. But it was really interesting to see. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Was it like narrative or like different songs?
There were different
like...
songs. Okay. It was song based for sure, which was fantastic. I went in blind. I had no idea what I was going to see.
Are they like puppets that are like...
Well, it's they're marionettes, so the people are, and it was really cool because like the guy who was like hosting it or you know introducing the show, like I was watching him the most because he was like so talented at it. I was like, oh, because he's like adding extra stuff and like putting in like a little bit of an extra flair just to from the basic like walking and stuff of puppets. I was like, that's. I know nothing of this industry, but like he's gonna make it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like he's very talented.
Came up to him afterwards and said that.
I should have. I'm like, he's really good at what he does.
You're the best puppeteer I've ever seen.
Yes, I'm truly impressed.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really neat, and like the costumes on the marionettes were like also like flowy nightgowns from like the 60s. Like, so, it made me think of My Dream of Jeannie.
Are they really lip syncing cool. or like they singing and the puppet is acting it out? Or
yeah,
like,
the puppet's acting it
no,
out.
No, the like, puppet's singing.
No, the puppet's actually, right? actually their real
the
voice.
The voice is coming from the puppet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the voice
just
is like
Elmo. Great. Perfect. Got it.
The voice is not coming from the puppet. It's like played over music and like the marionette is like.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I've always wanted to go. That's a Bob Baker's like one of those LA things that I've driven by like a million times with their old theater because I never moved now. But I always wanted to go. I never have.
It's a new space apparently. This was a soft opening. I had no idea about that
Highland
either.
Park, like, right?
Yes,
it's Park. It's in Highland Park.
Yeah. It was really neat.
I want to go. It was really cool. Puppetry is one of those things that you're just like. Good for you. Someone decided to make that a thing totally, and you really went for it.
And you know, in the puppet world, it's probably like comedy. Like, they probably all talk shit. There's like puppet
sure.
in it.
Any niche has like its own fucking
total subculture.
Drama bullshit.
And I have like a good friend who is in puppetry and like I knew nothing of it before. And I don't know if, because I don't know the industry, I don't know if marionettes are different from puppets. Like, maybe that's like improv versus stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be.
And how do they feel about
like, how's your puppet skit?
I'm going to have to ask.
I think every puppet.
How she feels about it.
Every puppet loves a Muppet.
You think every puppet loves a Muppet?
I think every puppet loves a Muppet. Yeah, I think Jim Henson is like the Rodgers and Hammerstein of puppets.
Is that a good thing? I literally don't know.
That makes sense to me. I understand. That tracks. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's a good thing.
Okay, cool.
It's good to be a formative person in your art form?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all I say is that the guy I dated who could suck his own dick is now a puppeteer. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean he puts his fist up his asshole?
Yes, he's trained long and hard. That was what he was working towards.
I mean, can we just say, the person who that is, every time I see him on Facebook, that's all I can think about.
Yeah, same. It's pretty amazing to know that.
About him being a puppeteer, yes.
You can't shake it from your visual
imagination. Yeah, you know, I mean, when you really break someone's heart, that's what they get into. So.
Just got really into.
Did the lead guy at this thing ever suck his own dick at any point?
You know, I truly don't know.
I meant on stage. But.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not that kind of show. Not that kind of show.
No. I mean,
there were children there, so no.
People say that if guys could suck their own dick, they would never leave the house. But I guess you're proof that that's not right. Or did he?
Yeah, he left the house.
See?
Yeah.
Not agoraphobic.
Yeah. No.
He's out there puppeteering. You can't just puppeteer by yourself.
Not at home.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you just walk around the puppet by yourself at
home. That's how you train. But, yeah. Well, for both things. But
I would never want to go down on myself.
Hmm.
Do you think he makes...
I didn't really think about that.
Just like a little glance up into the air to think about it. Hand on the chin. Yeah. Would I?
Do you think he makes the puppet high five him when he's done? Just like,
I think the puppet's definitely watching.
Oh, without a doubt.
You gotta have an audience.
Just a pile of puppet bones in the corner just watching him from the side.
Well, I mean, it's gotta be hard because like the puppet's a lot more flexible, so it's easy for them.
Yeah.
You're
like, oh, you can't do that? I don't understand. You can't do that?
I really hope that he's...
I just hope there's
this
no
person
strings attached.
This doesn't... Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This person who we're making up who doesn't exist never listens to this.
It's pretty neat.
I'm pretty sure this fake person's not a subscriber.
That should have saved that one for the... I guess... I think we already talked... Maybe have we talked about that before?
I'm sure we've talked about it on here before. I mean, how do you have a gem like that and we've not
covered it?
I
Well, that's the thing is, like, being in a relationship now is like, well, I don't have any dick gems. You know, I got to go back into the old vault.
Into the dick chest.
The dick, vault. So.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry,
I feel
bad. You're going to hear some repeats at this point, everybody.
Yeah, I still overshare. The other day I was talking to my friend. She's like, you know, after you get married, you don't really talk about your sex life because that's not nice to your husband. And I was like, oh, wow.
I feel like it's, you know, it's been chilled.
Yeah.
I think like chilled. It does at some point when you get into a thing with somebody, you're like, you kind of drip there. Drip?
You drip a lot.
You drip a lot.
You simply drip.
But it's like, I found myself doing that. I mean, I haven't really talked about like our sex life in that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when it's some like anonymous person, I think that's easier too when you're on stage and you're talking about a relationship. It's a lot easier if no one can picture this person.
Much better.
That
sure.
you are talking about.
Yeah.
They're all uncomfortable. It's so awkward when someone's doing it. They're like, you're like sitting next to their person.
Uh-huh, that's me.
Yeah, that's not good.
I like That's, I really cackle whenever Sean talks about me on stage. I don't know if that's vanity or what, but I never get mad. I mean, he's never made me mad by talking about me on stage. I always think it's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if he's roasting me.
Hardest I've heard him roast you is like talking about taking him to see a musical that he didn't like.
That
or
was
something.
Just nice.
What was the musical?
Yeah. What didn't he like?
I don't know. What did you guys go see?
Yeah. I think he's liked all the musicals I've taken him to.
No.
We saw Book of Mormon, Catch Me If You Can, Hamilton, he loved.
I don't know. I can't remember what he was laughing at. But
This wasn't with me, but he did go see Menopause the Musical with his mom.
Oh, that's what it was.
I wasn't there.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's a mom musical recommendation.
Wow.
You're into musicals
that
now?
That doesn't even sound real.
It was before we were
Vegas,
dating.
Baby. That's a long stay in Vegas.
Yeah. He saw, really? And that, the person who wrote Menopause the Musical is one of the wealthiest playwrights working.
Whoa.
Yes. It's a very lucrative piece of intellectual property.
I've not even heard of that
Yeah.
one.
Damn.
Well, well, well.
I don't think it tours. I think it's mostly just a Vegas.
It's all over. Yeah. It doesn't tour. It's just you can do it.
It just exists.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a Tony and Tina thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like Tony and Tina's wedding is kind of like an interactive wedding play.
Oh, you see that.
Okay. And see it. It's just like one of those people things that's just around somehow that people
I
are
see.
Like doing.
Nonsense is another one like that.
Yeah.
That was like never on Broadway, but it's just kind of everywhere.
Yeah, you can just pick it up
and
do it.
How can we combine all these things to make an Italian nun.
Mm-hmm. Menopausal nuns.
Gets menopause.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, I've never fucked. Oh, no.
So she has to have a bachelorette
party. But she gets really horny.
Yeah, yeah.
Nonsense the bachelorette
party. Oh, right. Combine it with Magic Mike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there
she's
you go.
She has all these hot flashes. She just takes her robe off.
There you go.
There you go. Is it a robe?
I think garment?
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 Habit?
Habit? Yeah, habit's the head.
Oh. Habit is the veil.
Yeah.
We all, I know this from, obviously, Sisterhood?
Sister Act.
Back in the Habit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the head thing.
Did you guys ever get tempted to join a nunnery?
No.
No.
What?
No. No.
Question being asked like as though we were all
Wait.
Into this.
Are you the one of the four of us that might have been a nun?
No. Okay. No, not me.
Okay, yeah.
But I've had a lot of like friends who have been just like at one point in their life been like, fuck it. Fuck everything. Yeah. I'm just going to be a nun.
I think I'd rather be a monk than a nun. But is that the same thing, I guess?
Nun is a female nunk.
Nun.
Nunk. A nunk.
Wow.
Nunca? Well, they're different religions, right?
Monks are
Buddhist?
Catholic.
Monks can be lots of different things, I think.
Okay.
I think you can be Catholic monk.
Huh.
I think so. I think monks are kind of lots of different. I know there's Buddhist monks, and I think it's kind of they do lots of different shit. I don't know. They make wine. They make wine.
They make wine and beer.
Yeah, I would be a golden girl instead of a nun. What? I think that's my
Is that called comparable? Are they the same thing?
It's a bunch of old ladies.
Yeah,
well, there's young nuns. I think there's some young nuns.
They're getting fresh young nun blood.
Yeah. Oh God! Whoa. All right, we're gonna take it. Nun blood is what we needed to go out on. We'll be back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm with Liz.
Woo! I'm Liz.
And sorry, my shorts are like up my butt. Okay.
I feel like shorts are like get too small that they start to feel good. You know what I mean?
They become a thought.
She raised her eyebrows at me. It was
what
crazy.
The hell was that?
That's mean sexually?
That's what Tess likes. Shorts that make me like happy.
Well, you like. You like a thong, so you like it when a short becomes a thong.
I like when a short becomes a thong.
Okay. Yeah,
I guess I just like.
You just like some Stay cloth girl. In your cat crack.
I like fabric in my crack.
Yeah. It's a safe space.
I cannot get used to it. It's just not a sensation I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just like started wearing thongs at a really early age, and for better or worse.
Yeah, I prefer it because like. and I don't know if this is like an aesthetics thing, but it's like, I don't want a panty line. Like, exactly. I don't want that.
That's why I started.
I've never had a panty line. I don't understand
I've
how
never
this has been.
Paid attention.
Or I guess maybe I have, but I just don't give a shit. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're not wearing thongs,
but it's like, I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't know why I do, but I'm always like, no. Same. I want it to look perfectly round like it is.
I dress like I'll have my bra hanging out. Like, everything else can hang out, but I don't like having. Yeah. And if I do, I don't want it like on the butt.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, same way.
Yeah, I've never noticed it. Like, because I wear jeans most of the time, and I never noticed them in jeans.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll start paying Barb. We got to pay more attention.
Hey, VPLs, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
This might be a tough time in life to start wearing thongs, though. I feel like if you don't get
it's not
going to
happen. It's for sure.
I can't find regular underwear that fit me regularly. Me trying on a thong is like a fucking joke. Like,
because
I have like a gut and the huge ass, and it's just like not. I don't understand how they work.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
They're difficult.
Yeah, they're just not a situation that I'm going to handle.
Yeah.
Or just get some tight shorts and like that. Well, maybe that's... make the thong blend in with the tightness of the shorts.
I like this strategy.
No.
I mean, I...
she says, no.
I mean, I'm rethinking of getting my belly button ring, which is basically a thong anyway, so...
Right, yeah. Oh, we're doing it. You guys are getting your belly button ring.
I'm getting my nose.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I've always wanted my nose pierced. Maybe I should do that.
Come with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do it.
I, like, have always wanted that.
You look great with the nose ring.
Yeah. Thank you. I think so, too. I don't know if I would go stuttering, though. I don't know.
I did ring before. I like
ring. Yeah,
I think
ring would be really nice.
Just a simple little hoop.
Ring's classic.
Yeah.
I mean, you can switch, too.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
We should have a comedy.
Should we just go right now?
Okay, yes. Okay, bye.
We should have a comedy ladies piercing day.
Honestly, it sounds really satisfying.
Yeah.
Get a discount.
Yeah. How many of us do you need? Because, like, there's a lot of us probably would do it.
Tess does want to go back to her original place in Venice.
If that's
boardwalk.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Super far for me without a car in LA, but listen.
My last piercing was also on a boardwalk, so perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll rent a party bus. Okay, nose hole.
How much do you think a nose piercing is? Like, it can't
40
be that
bucks.
Much.
40 bucks?
I was thinking 20. It's just sticking 20? A needle through your nose.
But you want someone who knows what they're doing.
This Venice real estate, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I got a second hole at Claire's a couple years ago.
See, I'm thinking like Claire's, yeah.
Claire's don't do nose.
That was like,
they won't do your nose.
And let me tell you, as someone who got their ears pierced at Claire's recently, that is a child doing that to you.
Yeah.
It was like,
I didn't even consider that. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah,
you're like your summer job.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
We'd be better off with an ice cube and a fucking pin.
Yeah.
Yikes. But were you okay? Like, did you fare okay?
I fared. Ish.
Oh no.
One of them like was needles, okay. Right? The other one got a really gnarly infection and I had to take it out.
No.
Yeah, but that might have been my sister's fault because she made me laugh.
Oh, while
and
you
were. My head might have jerked a little bit for this one.
No, that's
nice. I would prefer to laugh during those situations.
Yeah.
I don't think moving gives you an infection.
Okay. Well, but it could have made them, you know, I understand. Like, you know they could have, yeah.
A jostle.
Actually,
a jostle.
I actually worked at a tattoo shop for a little while, like, as the person who was, like, front desk or, like, helped cleaning
the stuff.
Did you
see some crazy shit? Nice.
They were just like, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. I also used to date a tattoo artist. For a little while in Kentucky, and the people that would, some of the tattoos people wanted, like that they would get as a joke, I would.
You're like, this will be on your body forever.
Yes, like this is gonna sound so crass, but like this guy, he wanted a tattoo of like a, I don't even remember what it was, but it was definitely like a vagina in his armpit, and there was like something wrong with it. There was like green, and like he had maggots or something. Like, this is what you want on your body forever. What is this message you're sending? And like, I was just sitting there like, what is happening? I was so young too. I was like, this is an insane life I'm living.
Here's the thing though. We should tattoo that on anybody that wants it. Because
so everyone knows.
Yeah, so everyone knows.
Yeah.
We should all know.
That's a good warning.
Yeah.
Right in his armpit.
He goes to just like put his arm around you and you're like, oh, that's a maggoty vagina.
That's
like,
literally.
He wants to romance a nice woman one day and he does the arm around. It's like, what's that?
A maggoty vagina.
It was insane.
How was the art? Really,
I don't remember. I just remember that being in the concept and sitting there being like, what is, why?
Imagine the artist trying to be like, how do I make this?
I don't
want to
like shame anyone's choices, but like, I just would not personally make that choice.
I mean, I'll shame that choice.
Yeah. I'm fine shaming that choice for sure. Maggie vagina armpit is
it's not great. It's not great.
It's my least favorite improv team.
Maggoty anything. Why would you want maggots tattooed on you?
We don't like them.
But you know what? I'm trying to reconsider my relationship with insects. Because I just I just was visiting my family in Ohio, and my aunt is like super into insects, mm-hmm. and she was telling me she goes like insect weekends and stuff, and she was making me appreciate all the insects. And like at night, she was like, "Open your window and listen to the chorus." My aunt is anting hard, know. Yeah. And she was like, "Open your window and listen to the chorus of the insects." And it kind of
do love that, yeah.
You know,
I like that. I like hearing them.
Yeah, I don't want to be near
see them or like.
I don't really. Yeah, they sound great. I like a lightning bug far away.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. I love a lightning bug.
So great.
Oh man. Wait, are you big insect non-liker?
Not at all. But I'm just trying to like appreciate
them. Oh, I see. Okay, sure. Yeah, that's good.
I've never been like weird about them at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Except cockroaches, I'm prejudiced against.
Well,
oh sure,
that's
fair. Pretty awful. Sure. Yeah.
I don't love a spider. I understand their value. I understand their purpose.
Respect.
Don't
a spider.
Love a spider.
I can say I do feel like the spiders are encircling my house, and I'm scared.
That's the thing. Yeah, I just started living alone, which is like really nice, but like first thing that I don't like is the spiders.
Yeah,
like, I got to deal with this now.
Finding more and more of them, and like often when we walk up to our porch, a huge web has been spun over in front that you don't see sometimes you walk into.
Yeah, it sucks walking.
I wonder if it's a summer thing because I didn't notice it until like recently. I'm like, oh,
there's a lot of ants around, like, and there's ants getting into. So I think they're there to like get that shit. Gotcha. But I still don't like it. I don't like having arachnophobia where I'm like, I'm gonna wake up and they're gonna be like all over my ceiling or some shit.
They might be. I mean, I think I've talked about it on here before, but my mom used to let spiders live as "quote unquote" Halloween decorations.
Oh,
wow!
I've never heard of that.
Remembered that one.
It's like, see, I built them a house in this fake.
Yeah, my mom, like, it'd be like September 15th, and she'd be like, "We're letting it live. It's a decoration." Like, she would. That was our Halloween decorations for actual spiders. And like a couple years ago, I was at my mom's house. There's two front doors to her house, and she was like, "Don't use the left door. There's a black widow there." I was like, "Oh, you just let a black widow kick it?
It's just hanging.
You simply can't.
I know.
No.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty chill. I like generally leave them, and I'm like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but I don't like the bigger ones, and I'm like, this. I don't know spider types very well, so I'm like, it could be black widow. I can't take the risk, so I'm gonna get rid of it.
Black widow, you just know from the orange dot.
Oh, okay.
The female ones have a red one.
I thought it was an hourglass shape.
If you see a spider that has two colorful dots on its ass,
get it out of there.
Get it out of there. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're black and
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm very uncomfortable, like physically. Like,
about black widow. I don't like thinking about
them. It's okay. Their husbands are all dead.
And that's why I'm mad, because I wanted to fuck their husbands.
Oh my god.
okay.
So we know Liz through comedy. We've never had a producer on the show before. We've known you through comedy. Produced a lot of fun comedy shows. Yeah. Been taking a little break there recently.
Yes. Let's see. The last show I had a hand in was at the end of July, but even before that was like mid-June when I was like, I think I need to take a break. Mm-hmm. Take a little break. I started weekly therapy, I think technically March or April, which has been awesome.
Is your first time with a therapist?
No. Okay. I've been in therapy for years, on and off. But this was the first time like, oh, I think I need to like go for
weekly's
a
like
while.
A big difference.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And I'm very fortunate to have found someone who I can walk to. Again, don't have a car in LA. I'm one of those like wild people. I can walk to her in like 7 minutes. She's also training, so it's like I can pay what I'm able to.
That's great.
Which
that's
is awesome. Like I'm so fortunate in that regard.
Do you ever like see her in the neighborhood, like getting a coffee
at the same place?
Like, oh hey, it's Tuesday.
I don't think she lives in my neighborhood. Okay. But yeah. She's great. So yeah, taking a break from a lot of things. I stopped drinking in like February, March. I'm revisiting it now that I know like I can have a healthy relationship with it. But basically and I was also smoking cigarettes. I think back about myself and as a smoker, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I did it for as long as I did. Like, it is so wild to me that I did that. And
how did you quit?
Smoking. I tried quitting. I tried quitting drinking and smoking at the same time in February. That was no, Liz. Like it was smoking that I had to wean off. Let me see how long it's been. Actually, I have a little tracker.
I like those trackers.
I stopped. It was. Yeah, I did cold turkey. Like once I remember, actually, I was doing a freelance gig in Playa Vista, and I had like a little bit of a pack left. Mm-hmm. It was a very stressful job, so like I will say I needed it at the time. I didn't need it, but I thought I did.
That was helpful.
And I had like some in the pack left, and there was a coworker that smoked, and I just kind of made the decision right then and there. I was like, and I kind of wish I wouldn't have given it to him, because I don't want to like enable his, you know, it's all up to us to make our own choices. But still, like, I did give it to him, and I was like, do you want these? I don't want them anymore. And then that was the last time.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I smoked. That was the last time. Yeah, so let me see how long ago that was.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I don't even check the tracker anymore, because like, it was fun for me for a while. I'd be like, ooh, I made it this long. But right. Now I'm like, because it's a forever thing for me.
Yeah, just don't even think about
186 it. Days. So I quit on February 20th.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's impressive, oh, that's too, to give away impressive. Part of your pack. Because I remember like smoking, I would always be like, I'm going to get this pack and then not another one.
That's,
it's
that's
always like, you got to smoke the whole pack down. Mm. And then
when I first started smoking, I remember like, oh, I just don't have to buy a pack. Like that was what I told myself. But
yeah.
Then I did.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then I did. Yeah, and I always had like, you know, on and off quit over the years. And it's funny, like I was talking to a friend earlier this year before I quit, and this kind of led me down the path. I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about quitting smoking again. And he said something like, again. And it never occurred to me like, oh, I haven't ever quit.
You've only quit to yourself.
I've only quit to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. So then I was like, oh, he's right. Mm-hmm. I should just quit. So I did.
Wow. Yeah. I feel really grateful I never did, because I know I know myself, and it's like, that would be really rough to get off
same.
Of.
And for me, it was like, yeah, it was so much of like, I don't know. I understand why people smoke. Like, I get it, because I did it. And like, you know, for me, it was like, I need to step outside, and this is what I'm going to go do to get rid of this anxiety that I'm feeling or whatever. But truly, it only adds to it. Like, it didn't ever really make me feel better. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's like funny, because we all need that moment. So yeah. It's just, but there's
it's
not really a lot
of
chances.
You're supposed to have a cigarette in order to bone out.
Yeah.
Like, I do miss that about smoking, just like having an exit valve, you know, like it was just an easy excuse to like get away from everyone for a second.
Yeah, it's like if I was just like, I'm going to go stand outside and stare for 5 minutes, it's like, not what? The same. You could do it, but sure. It's like, it feels weird.
And I think with social stuff too, I mean, I had in college like so many people that I befriended because we would smoke together.
Yes.
Like, that's how I met people all the time. It's just like.
And that's how I made friends at work. I was like, oh, let's go on the smoke break together.
Yeah, I thought, how do people meet people that don't smoke? Because that was the only way that I would start talking to strangers. Yeah. I would just...
I get that.
Tess is doing her fake cigarette.
I honestly love Tess loves a fake cigarette.
I get it. I truly do. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird. I was the same way. And I can't believe it. I also quit. I actually realized I was going to quit while I was on shrooms. I was smoking a cigarette, and I had been through periods where I was like, same thing, I'm going to quit. Yeah. I would not buy a pack for a couple of days. And then something in me switched mentally, and I just looked at the cigarette in my hand, and I was like, I'm not a smoker. And then I just...
Nice.
Yeah, but it's
That's
weird.
Awesome.
Like, psychologically, I watch someone on TV, and it looks so...
I know.
...good to me.
I know,
but
yeah.
When I have like a couple drags of one, it no longer even tastes good to me.
No, I don't even like the smell. Like, I will like... I was running a show at Bigfoot Lodge, and like I would sit in the back and do the sound, and I hated sitting back there because it was right next to the patio, and I was like, I don't want to smell like this anymore.
Yeah.
And towards the end of my like quitting smoking anyway, I was doing so much maintenance to make it seem like I didn't smoke. Like I was starting to carry like perfume on me and mints, and I was like, why don't I just like not smell like this? Because I just should not do it, because it is clearly bothering me.
Yeah.
If I'm like trying to hide the fact that doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm doing so much maintenance, why don't I just not do it?
Yeah.
So I fucking stopped.
Hell yeah.
But like all that to say, with the therapy and stuff, like I'd stopped drinking and stopped smoking. And then, whoa, I'll tell you, some stuff's going to bubble up, because it turns out like those were coping mechanisms for me.
Oh, absolutely.
And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's so funny, like so many of my friends were like, Liz, you don't really need to stop drinking. You don't really have a problem. Like you're always just out to have fun. And like, I do think I can be a fun drinker, but like, I think that I was using drinking as a means to like push things down. Mm. And that is just, I just know that to be true because of what happened when I stopped. Mm. And that was when I was like, oh, I got some stuff to work through. Mm. So that's what I've been doing. And I've been going like really hard at it. You know, I started trauma therapy in addition to weekly therapy. Like I was to the point where I was like, I don't even think weekly is enough. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I also like was tweeting about this and putting it on Instagram. Like, you know, I wanted, sometimes I would feel shame in doing that. Like, is this something I want to put out there? But it's like, why the fuck not? Like,
yeah,
I'm doing what's right for me. And like, that's what's important. And I don't think if anybody cares a bad opinion of me because I'm choosing to go to therapy and like make the right decisions, well, that's on them. That's not on me. And that's not anybody I would want to be around anyway. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm absolutely taking healthy choices to, you know, better myself and make sure that I'm working through things that'll set my life up better in the future. And like, you know, I do want to return to comedy. I love it.
I think this is something that a lot of people do where like it feels like you can't spend time on yourself because you just don't have the time because you're doing X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
But actually you're being more efficient
by
stopping for a second because it allows you to move forward with the right foundation.
Thank you. That is such a perfect way to articulate it because now like whenever I jump back in, oh boy, I'm going to be like even better. Mm-hmm. Just as a person and able to do the job in a better way. Mentally, physically, whatever. And yeah, you're right. That's such a good way to put it, with a better foundation.
Because like people that say, I don't have time to meditate, they say are the ones that need to meditate the most.
Yeah. Mm. I started that too. Like, I meditated for almost, I don't want to say definitively it was a month straight in February, but it was like almost every single day. I was consistently doing it. And that made a huge difference because the way that my mind works, like it'll just go, 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 go. And it's because of the nature of this work, I think. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, the social media shit and all that. Like there's a million reasons we all have to shut our heads down for like a little bit. And like meditating helped me so much. Oh my God. It was fantastic.
It's crazy to me too, like how much I'll sit there for like an hour. I'm like, I should really just meditate for like 5 minutes. And my brain just won't. Like, I'll come up with a million other fucking things.
Sure.
Like, I seriously can't just sit still for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so easy to convince ourselves out of stuff that's good for everyone. It's like the easiest shit in the, you know, book.
And especially like, you know, I'm 32. I was smoking since I was like 19 on and off. And like, or I don't know if I was 19 or 20 or something. And yeah, just a long life of bad habits is hard to break out of.
I think smoking is kind of meditation a little bit, right?
Yes. It was something. It is. Like, yeah, it is just kind of like, let me go and like
zone out.
It is extremely relaxing. God, I love smoking.
Well, like ritual in general is like very important to people. Yeah. You know,
well, it's a moment where you don't necessarily have to talk. And I do think that, and I think it's unfortunate that as a society, it's not acceptable to just sit outside and look at a tree for 10 minutes or it's not normal, quote unquote normal, because that is.
I think it's fucking great.
Yeah, it is great.
I just pick flowers now. Like I'll go and pick flowers and like smell flowers and like that might look wild to people, but I'm like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like this beautiful flower, everyone's walking past it, whatever. And I'm like, oh, this is actually very pleasant. I'm gonna sit here, I'm gonna take a picture of this fucking flower.
Hey, you know what else? You know,
and it's
what else does that? Britney Spears.
Britney Jean Spears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You both appreciate flowers. And that's important.
Oh, Britney.
I have a secret Instagram that is nobody can follow. It's just me. I don't follow anybody else.
It's your Finsta.
You have a Finsta?
Yeah. And it's 30-second clips of different bodies of water that I've seen.
And good for
you. Every time I'm near a different body of water, I take a 30-second clip of it and I can go back and watch it whenever I
want. That's smart.
And they're
I like
just
that.
For me.
That's nice.
Nobody else can
for you.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Followers, I don't want them. I don't want anybody else to look at them.
Yeah,
I love that. That's like a nice little place for you to go. That's like, oh, I love that.
And it really puts you in a place of like, also like, watching the numbers count down. You're like, oh, this is what 30 seconds feels like, and this is what 30 seconds of silence in this space feels like. And like, I do it every time I'm on the road. Like, I pick up another 15 or 20 whenever I can.
You.
Yeah, highly recommend it, everybody.
That's cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty delightful.
That's nice.
Yeah, I try to do. I mean, I keep for like when I'm writing, I have Play-Doh or Silly Putty and Legos that I try to use instead of going on Twitter. Because like when I have fidgety instinct, I just like, because like Legos really shouldn't just be for kids. They're so fun.
Yeah, they rule.
Sure.
Yeah. And it really uses for me the same part of my brain as writing where it's like, I don't know what this is going to be yet. Like, let me just kind of dick around with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I like that.
Do you feel like you're working through stuff? Like you're feeling progress happen?
Yes. I will say, so the trauma therapy that I started, I think July was July was like an insane month. And I don't know if I can attribute that to like external factors or like because I was like ready to face this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrific. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm a proponent of trauma therapy because even like only doing it for like a month or so. And right now, just for anyone listening or so you guys are aware, like I'm pausing trauma therapy because it got so hard. And I've talked to a couple other people who did it, and they're like, yeah, that's super common. Like, for sure, take breaks. You know, I use this analogy when I was having a really hard time at work in July. I have a friend there, and I was trying to explain, like, what it is like to look at trauma. And I use this analogy, like, okay, imagine that there's this big monster in your closet. Mm-hmm. And you know it's there. You've kept your door shut for a long time. You know it's there because you saw it once a long time ago. And now you want to use your closet. And I like, to me, the closet's like my beautiful brain. You know, I want to utilize that for myself and for my life. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to open this closet. I'm going to have to look at this fucking monster and mm-hmm. tell it to go so it doesn't affect me anymore. Mm-hmm. I remember like saying that through tears. I was like, this is a fucking great analogy, Liz. Like, I was so proud of it, but also like emotional because like, that is exactly what it feels like. Like,
for sure, yeah.
In order
yeah.
for me to function now.
And it's possible to keep the door closed and just let it sit there. Like, you can live your whole life like that.
Yeah, so many people I've told this to, they're like, most people will take this stuff to the deathbed. I'm like, this is, you know, I've faced death a lot. I've escaped death a lot. Like, let's say this is my last shot. Let's just say it is. Mm-hmm. If it is, I want to get all this stuff out and live the best life that I can because I believe that I have the chance to do that after all this stuff. I really want to believe that. So I feel like I need to do this. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, yeah, I think it's, you know, I think people think that we can't take breaks from things, especially comedy, because it is so like, you're like, everyone's hard. Gonna have whatever. We all, you know, it's just so intense. And like, there's so many people doing it. So it's scary to leave. But I think it's just so healthy, you know, like doing the healthy thing. And like,
you got to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even that kind of stuff. Yeah.
On the on the performing side, too, it's like, it's just good for you to,
it's to go through that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. We know so many people that are like, achieving things that are just severely damaged people in themselves. And it's like, you can get all of that stuff, but if you haven't done the work here, it's going to ring hollow at every level of the way too. It's
I like, can give you a perfect example of that for me.
Yeah.
In June, I was at this festival and like a project we got in, got in the trades. Like I used to dream. Mm-hmm. Like that was like my comedy dream was like, I want my name in the trades. Like I want to be in Variety. I want to be in Deadline. Yeah. Happened, felt nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Felt nothing.
Yeah.
And I will say part of that was because I had already made the conscious choice to like, I can't pursue comedy right now. Mm-hmm. So I know part of that was like, well, I don't give a shit right now. Cause I got this other important stuff to take care of.
Yeah.
But it was still like,
yeah,
it is hollow until you,
because once you disassociate from bad things, that you can't choose to not disassociate from good things too. Mm-hmm. Like it does create a distance from just
that's
everything.
A great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's like where the gratitude stuff comes in. It's like, I know so much pain and I know so much bad that now that I'm experiencing good, I need to understand like, okay, not every, like, I'm probably, hopefully not going to get in a car wreck tomorrow, but like so much of that fear is carried with me that I need to be like, no, it's okay for me to enjoy stuff now because things are okay now. Mm-hmm. And like, it's hard for me. It's so hard for me to stay within that because I don't know that. That is not my normal life. My normal life is shit's hard, shit's hard, shit's hard. But oh, things are okay now. It's just hard for me to remember that. Mm-hmm. So I have to literally write it down and be like, Liz, today was okay. Like, you're okay.
You get it tattooed on your armpit.
It'll be a lovely flower.
Yeah, that's perfect.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
BRB.
Hey everybody, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Liz.
Hi. Hello.
And we're going to answer a lady problem. You want to help us give some advice?
Listen, I'll do my best.
Some hot. Well, the important thing to remember is that we're always right and we always solve it.
Good. Yeah. So that's why our lives are perfect.
Pressure off.
Perfect.
This is actually a podcast about how our lives are perfect.
Yes. And nothing is ever wrong.
We're batting 1,000 every time. 100%
at this. We nail it.
I am actually super excited about the update in this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I know
we have an update.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I'm here with yet another lady problem and an update to my previous one. I'm the lady who wrote in a while ago about being in a newish long-distance relationship and sort of accidentally saying I love you too soon and not being sure what to do about it. Well, to update you, I did end up moving across the country to Denver for him. We now live together, and we just adopted a puppy together last week.
Aww. Oh, my God.
So things are pretty great.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm coming to Denver next month, so come see me.
Right.
Get that plug.
I go to the, have you done the Coors Light tour yet?
No.
I recommend this to everyone.
Oh, that's if you fun.
Coors Light tour.
Yeah, it's like Charlie Chocolate Factory for beer.
Oh,
yeah. So things are pretty great. This is back to the problem. I took your advice and we went with the flow and stopped freaking out. And it turns out that not being self-destructive works out pretty well. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. I love this.
This is our theme for today.
Yeah, yeah,
so it is.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
However, I now have another problem regarding my now live-in boyfriend, it's gross.
Oh no.
We were laying in bed the other day and he didn't have a shirt on. We were cuddling. It was cute. And then I noticed that he had legit lint in his belly button.
All caps lint.
Lint.
Oh, all caps. You know it's a lot of lint.
And not an insignificant amount. Like probably a quarter-sized lump of belly button lint.
Also, how large is this belly button?
I know. That's a huge belly button.
That's a cavern.
Okay. First of all, I thought belly button lint was a myth or something. I didn't realize it was an actual thing that occurs. Secondly, I'm so grossed out, you guys. I love this man. I really do. But since glimpsing this nastiness, I cannot get it off my mind. And I'm scared to look again in fear that it's still there. Oh my God, what if it's still there? I prefer to assume that my 36-year-old significant other knows how to properly bathe himself, but now I'm not too sure. Then yesterday I noticed his ears aren't exactly super clean either. How do I approach the subject of personal hygiene with him without offending him or making him think that I'm grossed out by him, even though I am totally grossed out by him on this specific instance. He's totally hot and sexy and handsome and whatever otherwise. I don't want to just seem like I'm staring into his orifice or looking for imperfections, but also clean your damn belly button.
Wow. Clean those holes.
Mm-hmm. I just really don't want to embarrass him or make him feel bad, but I also don't want to be grossed out by my partner. Mm. How do I tactfully deal with this, other than publicly talking to about it for thousands of people to hear on a podcast?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I don't know if this is the right move. I don't know.
Do I dare take another glimpse to see if the lint is still there? Oh. Why is this a problem happening at this stage in life? Men are gross, but how do I fix it?
That's the question.
Exactly. But how do I fix
number
it?
Number one. Story number of our one. Lives. And before you suggest it, no, I'm not doing a sexy shower together and washing every other thing because I don't think that I could clean his belly button in an inconspicuous or sexy way. But maybe that could work. Help. Oh, pictures God. Of the puppy are attached.
Wow. Killer lady problem. Thank you.
I have some thoughts here. It's so sad that she's like, how do I fix this? Because should not be on us. Like 100% a man should be able to clean his own fucking belly button. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
None of that should fall on us. And like, bless her heart for even like, you know, feeling
But it's
that
like
need.
We are
but, like,
fucking them.
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
I mean, it is like anything. You're looking at them a lot more than they're looking at you.
Yes.
They're themselves.
Yeah, themselves. Yeah, for sure. Wow. When this problem came in, I asked Brendan, I was like, if I was like, clean your fucking belly button, what would you do? And he was like, I'd do it. And then I would be upset about it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the
right.
thing. It's like, depends on your dynamic and like how comfortable you feel, I think, with the person.
I will share this because I'm married. So to me, I'm like, oh, you just got to get in there. You get the Q-tips and you put some gloves on and you just got to get in there.
Just get in there.
You're a groomer, though. You
love
it.
To groom.
I'm a groomer and I do love to groom. And here's how I bribe Sean. I actually let him grab my boobs while I'm grooming him.
I don't want to see it, but it's also hilarious.
Yeah, I'm dead.
I hope you guys have photos of this somewhere for yourselves.
We
it's
do
amazing.
Not.
Who's and taking these pictures?
No one's taking the pictures.
Garth.
Maybe Garth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all just feet.
Yeah.
They're doing it again.
It's all blurry. Psychopath. So he now is having a more positive association.
But you bring up the, you say, I'd like to groom you. I think she's got to get over that hump.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you just got to kind of do it. You just have to, my boyfriend and I have been together like over 7 months now. And I don't know why I said over seven. I'm going to say over six. What a weirdly specific.
2 days.
But
how many weeks?
I did tweeze a long back hair for the first. I had our first grooming.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
And how? Because it's been a while for me. How did you broach it?
I just said, like, honey, there's a really long hair in your back.
Yeah. It can be as simple as
that's
that.
That's all I said. 100%. Was, well, honey, there's like, honey, did you know there's belly? Yeah. You actually have belly button. Make fun of it.
Yeah. I feel like if someone's been inside of you.
Yeah.
And guys don't get hung up on that stuff as much as
no, I think they just just do it. And like he likes being gross, so he was like, oh, get rid of it. You know?
Yeah, please take care of it.
So I did, and I'm sure if I said anything about his ears and stuff, so just say that, like, honey, oh, there's lint in your belly button. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
They aren't as like aware of that kind of stuff.
It's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I'm so hyper aware of that.
Yeah, because we all had like Barbie dolls and other things that taught us to like be obsessed with how we appeared. And they were out learning how to change tires.
Exactly. Well, like Brendan, he used to be really bad about, like, remember, like, his nails will always get too long, like toenails and fingernails. And I would always be like, you going to put on a little tap recital for me? Is that what's going on? Whenever he'd be wearing his, like, long nails, and they'd be like, oh, God, stop saying it. He checks his nails constantly now. Yeah.
I think it could be a little piece of awareness. Sean called me out on, he was like, how often do you wash your bra?
That's
a big one.
I mean, it's not been washed.
I mean, quarterly.
So you could just kind of drop a, like, just out of here, like, when you're in the shower, do you, like, wash your belly button?
Yeah. Are we saving this? Is this a Guinness record of some kind we're working on here?
Yeah. I think it's depending on your dynamic. It's either, like, an innocent, I don't say flirty question, but keep it light.
Yeah.
Or... if you guys have more of a, and like, I don't know, if you live together, I feel like it's like just break the ice and start grooming him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if this is getting serious, you're going to be grooming him for a long time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he loves you. He's not going to care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really, he truly, I doubt, is going to feel that weird about it. It is weird to not know that you've got it in there.
I know.
Guys don't
see. I don't see how you wouldn't know. Like, because I would 100% know. 100%. Like, I don't get it.
No.
Well, I think if you have like a deep belly button, it can like be in there because it doesn't necessarily come out in the shower.
Quarter size.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
Quarter. And she's seeing it. If she's seeing it, then to me that says it's not deep in there. She's like able to see it from where she's sitting. You know what I mean?
Can you sneak a photo?
Like the anchor is deep, so it doesn't just come off.
How is it not coming out in the shower?
Because like you're scrubbing right there, like it should come
He's
out.
Not.
Guys are just sort of very cursory. I don't think they do like full. Yeah.
What's wrong with them? Why?
I don't know. And it's like
I'm feeling very grateful for my boyfriend.
You should. It's like we tweeze, we wax, we.
I mean, I don't do any of that shit.
I tweeze. I don't.
In theory,
I don't do
that. I would wax more often if I could afford it more. I love being waxed.
Interesting.
Anyway.
But yes, in general, we definitely are keeping that end of the deal up.
More aware of all of the stuff, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We wash everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all wash our legs?
Buy him some Q-tips.
Yeah,
I guess there's a thing where people saying they don't wash their legs in the shower.
I guess I just wash mine when I shave. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't wash it with a loofah, like, or whatever?
I do, but I shave pretty much every shower. I don't know.
I mean, some people were saying, like, they don't wash, it just because the
water goes down.
The water goes down, so
that's
they don't wash
insane. Because the loofah exfoliates.
Yeah, I mean, I use it every time, but I guess it's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. And then there's a new thing of people that don't wash the bottom of their dishes.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm. Yeah.
It feels like it's harder to not do that.
Yeah.
It's just getting wet.
To avoid it. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're all on the right side of history.
Yes. Wash the bottoms. In general, wash the bottoms.
Yeah.
And
the belly button.
Wash all bottoms. If you're this person's boyfriend, wash your middle. Please wash your middle.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe she could leave him like thing of Q-tip, nice new thing of Q-tips in like a, you know, in a mason jar. Real cute. And then a little like a diagram. Being like, clean here and here.
Yeah.
And this will be left for you. And she can like draw a pussy or something.
That's good.
Perfect. I was going to say what she could do, give that option or just two googly eyes. And then it's like he's got a little pet.
Oh, she puts googly eyes on his belly button?
On the belly button.
Oh, yeah,
lint.
That's funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Oh, on the lint.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant over his
looks like a Muppet.
His tummy.
Looks like a Muppet.
I mean, we're back to puppeteering, so, you know.
I'm just trying to full circle this shit.
You did it. But we are back to puppeteering because women are the puppeteers and men are the marionettes. Yes. So get to making them dance.
Absolutely.
God.
Professional podcasters. That's how it's
yes,
done.
Baby.
Liz, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Is there any like social media you want people to?
Oh, listen, I love the damn gram. You know what can I
love
say?
Love it. My face.
Liz_Maupin. I have some fun on there. and then Twitter. I think I'm just at Liz Maupin, but I don't do a lot of tweeting. But listen, I'm on there.
Follow her.
Yeah. Hell sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, we're going to go do a little top secret session. You want to hear that with Liz? Head over to the Patreon at patreon.com/ladytolady, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.